Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now at 6, a person is hurt in an early morning stabbing in Durham. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there as police investigated.
And it might look like it's pouring here in Southern Pines, but it's just a little bit of drizzle. I'll show you where you could run into that on this cloudy morning.
Plus, I'm Brett Neese in Raleigh, where the skyline constantly changing, including two more towers here near Dix Park. Coming up, the event today that will also include a gift to the park.
Seven candidates for the GOP presidential nomination square off and take shots at former President Donald Trump in his absence.
You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record.
We take a look at some of the other big issues the candidates debated as they tried to gain ground. Straight up 6 a.m. September 28th. Welcome to your Thursday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us. Yes, we're gaining ground toward the weekend where the weather is going to be fabulous. Today's going to be pretty nice. We're going to gain ground on a few degrees. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a check on the weather and our morning starting off cloudy once again.
Yes, I think we're starting to get used to it. It sort of feels like we've moved to Seattle. We have gray skies this morning. Here's a live look at downtown Durham. And I showed you that those sprinkles showing up on the camera there in Southern Pines. I'm not seeing that on any of our other cameras. Doesn't mean that you won't run into a little bit of drizzle out there this morning. It's likely that you could see a little bit, but it's not widespread. 62 is our temperature. Our wind still coming out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour. As long as you have that northeasterly wind, the clouds are going to hang around. We do have the top of the tower lit up in purple to signify the cloudy conditions. And we take a look at the percentage of the sky covered by clouds today. It's going to be 70 to almost 90%. So we might see a little peak of sunshine this afternoon, but we're certainly not going to make a lot of headway on clearing. Our temperatures range from the mid-50s to low-60s across our area this morning. We'll be in the 60s for this morning, but we'll end up climbing into the mid-70s this afternoon, a little bit warmer than yesterday. I'll show you when the pattern begins to break down, and we'll have more sunshine in our forecast coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, at 6:02 right now, we do have reports of a disabled vehicle at the intersection of Sunnybrook Road at Poole Road there on the southeast side of Raleigh. Just something to keep in mind here for the next few minutes as they work to get that cleared. We're not seeing any big delays there, but there could be some police response, so you need to move over one lane if you can. Heading out to the south side of Raleigh and checking in on that live camera at I-40 at Rock Quarry Road with westbound traffic heading away from us. No delays this morning heading toward South Saunders Street and beyond.
Breaking news, a person is hurt after an early morning stabbing in Durham. Officers responded to Wabash Street and Moore Place shortly before 3 this morning. This is video from our breaking news tracker at the scene. There's no word on who's behind it. We're working to learn the victim's condition and what led to the stabbing.
And more breaking news, a car chase in Durham ended with a crash into a tree and a power pole. This happened on Clayton Road just about 1 o'clock this morning. Durham County Sheriff's deputies say a pursuit that started on Cheek Road ended when that driver lost control of his car and crashed it near Glen Rose Drive. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Deputies say the man was arrested and taken to the hospital to be treated for minor injuries. Duke Energy was called to the scene to replace the pole. We're working to learn who the driver is and why deputies were trying to pull that driver over.
An arrest has been made for a reported rape in a campus dorm at North Carolina Central University. Just after 10 last night, university police announced they arrested a student for the assault. It happened inside a restroom at the Benjamin Ruffin Residence Hall between 1 and 2 yesterday morning. Police say the suspect and the female victim knew each other, and there was no unlawful entry into the residence hall. We're working to find out the name of the person arrested and what charges they face.
A 13-year-old boy is recovering this morning after being hit by a car while he was crossing the street. It happened at the intersection of Jones Franklin Road and Athens Drive in Raleigh. Police say the boy was with two friends when that happened yesterday afternoon. We're told he's expected to be okay. No word on whether the driver will be charged.
Today marks 1 month since a shooting on the campus of UNC that left a professor dead. Today, the school's board of trustees will hear from campus leaders and safety officials. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning from Chapel Hill. Kelsey, this is the board's first meeting since the August 28th shooting. Renee, good morning. That meeting will start in just a few hours here on campus at the Carolina Inn. And one of the most important things to note about this meeting is that UNC's chief of police and their director of emergency management and planning are on schedule to speak today. Now, this comes after two campus lockdowns earlier this semester. Today marks 1 month since the school went under lockdown after a campus shooting that left one faculty member dead and thousands of students, faculty, and staff in a panic. The second lockdown happened just over 2 weeks later when a man waved a gun at a campus bagel shop. Earlier this month, the university's chancellor announced that the school will launch an online survey that will allow the campus community to weigh in on their response to that deadly shooting. Today's meeting is scheduled for this morning at 9 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Seven candidates for the GOP presidential nomination are clamoring for the spotlight and taking their chance to attack former President Trump as he remains absent from the debate stage. Trump's challengers were on that stage at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California last night for their second debate. His nearest polling rival is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and he was among the candidates who took shots at Trump. The candidates also clashed with each other over how to move forward in Ukraine.
We don't even have control of our own territory. We have got to defend the American people before we even worry about all these other things.
At the end of the day, when you think about the fact that if you want to keep American troops at home, attack on NATO territory would bring us and our troops in.
Just American because Putin people. Is not an Putin's an evil dictator does not mean that Ukraine is good.
Excuse me, if you had a chance.
The candidates also took aim at President Biden's economic policies. A new NBC News poll shows former President Trump is in a dead heat with President Biden.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, U.S. Army Private Travis King is back in the U.S. this morning. We are getting our first look at video of his arrival. He landed at Kelly Field at Joint Base San Antonio, Fort Sam, Houston, around 1:30 this morning. He was returned to American custody after he crossed into North Korea back in July. Many questions still remain, like what prompted King to enter North Korea and whether he will face any disciplinary action. King is expected to be taken to Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio. They actually have a program there to help Americans acclimate back to normal life after being detained.
Durham police are working to track down the person who they say shot and killed someone in broad daylight. Investigators say it happened in the parking lot of Hillside Park. That's on Fayetteville Street. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on scene yesterday afternoon just before 4. A witness tells WRL a large group of people were in the parking lot moments before shots were fired. We're working to learn the name of the person who was killed.
We have a live look for you right now. This is Dick's Park this morning, a view of downtown Raleigh. Get our first look at one of two 20-story apartment buildings that will soon overlook the park. WRL's Brett Neese joins us this morning. That'll mean big changes for that view we've become so accustomed to looking from Dick's Park downtown, Brett.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And, you know, the skyline has changed a lot over the last couple of decades, and more change is on the way. Behind me is the site of the weld, and I can tell you there are dozens of workers that are already out here underway with construction for today. Now, it's a nearly, it is a 20-story high-rise. It's a new one that is going to go above Dix Park. The $700 million project was revealed earlier this year. Later today, though, we're going to get a closer look at the first of two towers that will be built here. The towers will provide hundreds of apartments that overlook an iconic green space here in Raleigh. And the project sits across Lake Wheeler Road near the Gibson Play area, which is also under construction right now. The weld is scheduled to be complete sometime in 2025 if all goes to plan. Part of the announcement today also includes the developers giving a gift to Dix Park. That all gets underway at 11 a.m. Live in Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRL News.
Breaking news. Police in Baltimore say they have arrested the convicted felon who's accused of killing a tech executive earlier this week. Police arrested 32-year-old Jason Billingsley early this morning after a days-long manhunt. He's accused of killing 26-year-old Pava LaPere, the CEO of Ecomap Technologies. She was listed in the prestigious Forbes 30 Under 30 this year for social impact. Police did not immediately provide details about the arrest. They do plan to hold a news conference at 11 this morning.
Today, House Republicans will hold their first impeachment inquiry hearing into President Biden. It's on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now. The House Oversight Committee will hold today's hearing in an attempt to explain why an inquiry is necessary. Republican leaders claim Biden was involved in and personally profited from his family's foreign business dealings. So far, they've not shown any direct evidence to back up those claims. The hearing gets started at 10 o'clock this morning. Coming up on today, a live report from Washington on the shutdown standoff as the House shifts focus to the Biden impeachment inquiry. Today airs at 7, right after this newscast here on WRAL.
The Powerball jackpot is getting close to $1 billion once again. It is now $925 million. For the 30th straight drawing, no one won the grand prize last night. Here are the numbers, 1, 7, 46, 47, 63. The Powerball was 7. The Powerplay multiplier was 3. The next drawing is Saturday night at 11, right here on WREL. The 82nd Airborne Division Chorus getting one more chance to shine on the America's Got Talent stage.
Hook up, shuffle to the door.
Stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door.
Can't leap right out.
How America voted as the Fort Liberty Chorus hope to take home a big win in the finale.
The Durham Bulls will be looking for a big win. One more chance to bring home another pennant. The winner-take-all game scheduled for tonight after last night's game two.
Checking out our seven-day forecast. After today, there is more sunshine that should begin to reappear. I'll show you the pattern breakdown and change that's coming our way.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13. It is a cloudy start. You might run into a little bit of drizzle out there. Our temperatures as you're heading out the door are mostly upper 50s to low 60s. Sending the kids out to the bus stop this morning, a light jacket might feel good. In some spots, temperatures are going to be in the upper 50s. We're looking at, say, Fayetteville at around 63 this morning. A little drizzle is possible. It's probably not enough to worry about sending the kids out with their raincoat. And this afternoon, maybe a peak of sunshine, 74 for the afternoon high. But much of today is going to be cloudy like it was yesterday. We take a look at our hour-by-hour cloud cover forecast. And for the most part, we're going to end up with about an 80% coverage of the sky today. So tomorrow, it starts to break down. We'll have a bit more sunshine. I'll take a look at the weekend coming up in just a few minutes. Brian.
All right, 6:14 right now, and some new information. That disabled vehicle on Sunnybrook Road is a little closer to the 440 bridge. Still not seeing any big problems showing up on the sensors there. I am watching a little bit of a delay building on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass right now. We'll get an update on that coming up in just a few minutes. We'll take you to South Durham for a live look at I-40. At Fayetteville Road, traffic building in both directions. That eastbound trip right now, a one-minute delay from 15501 out to 885 for day.
Brian, thanks. Advancements in DNA helped solve a mystery 33 years later. Back in 1990, DNA was a newer science when crews found an unidentified body along I-40 near New Hope Church Road. Investigators created digital pictures of the victim, but it didn't help come up with any new leads. Years later, Orange County investigators finally identified the murder victim as Lisa Kessler. In 2020, a new investigator took over and sent a hair fragment to a California company that analyzes DNA.
DNA gets old, it gets smaller and shorter and shorter and shorter. And whole genome sequencing is a great way to actually access and observe the DNA molecules that are present.
A genealogist then identified family members based on the DNA. The team learned of Lisa Kessler, from whom no one had heard in 3 decades. Now the focus shifts to finding Kelsey's killer.
People all across North Carolina are sharing their concerns with state leaders about gerrymandering. The Republican-led legislature will soon redraw its own districts, as well as 14 seats in the House of Representatives. Yesterday's public hearing was the last one before redistricting begins in October. The legislature has lost several gerrymandering lawsuits in recent years, and nearly everyone who spoke Wednesday urged them to make the maps more fair this time around. After the hearing, a top Republican senator told WRAL they will draw the maps they believe are legal. It's Clean Energy Week, and this morning, Governor Roy Cooper is touring Fayetteville Technical Community College to highlight the workforce training programs there. On the tour, Cooper and state leaders will view a solar panel demonstration, an EV and cybersecurity class. WRL's Liz McLaughlin will be on that tour and will update us during our evening news.
Today, the Miracle League will open a new field in Wilson in honor of Canon Hinnant. The new field will open tonight at 6. The Miracle League is an inclusive baseball league for people with disabilities. The field is specially designed to accommodate wheelchairs and other mobility devices. It will be at the Gillette Athletic Complex on Corbett Avenue.
Also on the field, the Durham Bulls will play a winner-take-all game tonight in the International League Championship Series. The Bulls fell behind 7-0 in last night's game 2 against the Norfolk Tides. Scored a couple runs late, but were unable to come back. The best of three series is tied at 1 game apiece. The deciding game will be played tonight in Norfolk. First pitch for that at 6:35. You can watch live on WRL Sports Plus.
Good luck to the Bulls. We know they can do it. Too bad they're not playing at home, because weather otherwise, it'd be pretty nice. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with how today will be a little warmer than yesterday.
Yesterday, we kept it in the 60s all day, but mid-70s for this afternoon will definitely feel comfortable. It is still likely to be fairly cloudy today. We may see a few hints of sunshine this afternoon, but it's probably going to be sometime tomorrow afternoon before we start to see much more sunshine breaking out. But the weekend looks especially lovely. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill, all with cloudy skies this morning. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, that's a view of our newsroom there in Fayetteville. Mostly cloudy skies for today. We start to see a little bit more sunshine on Friday and even more on Saturday and Sunday. We've got a really nice looking fall weekend in our forecast. Lots of events happening, big bluegrass festival, lots of big college football games. Right now, we're looking at a low pressure system that's been sitting off of our coast for the last several days. It's been feeding air in from the northeast, and a northeasterly flow for us does exactly what we're seeing outside right now. It brings mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of drizzle, sometimes some breezy conditions, and temperatures tend to be below normal. Once this moves out, we're going to be back to more normal temperatures and a bit more sunshine. So the low hangs out off the coast today, continuing to feed in a good bit of moisture. Now, if you're headed back towards Charlotte or the foothills or toward the mountains, you might end up seeing some sunshine today, but most of our viewing area will still be stuck in the clouds thanks to that low. By tomorrow, that low mainly dissipates, and we should see a bit more sunshine in the afternoon. And then similar conditions on Saturday, you can see a good bit of sunshine there Saturday and again on Sunday. So pretty weekend in our forecast for outdoor events. Our drought status, there are just a few spots across our part of North Carolina that are abnormally dry, but we'll get the new update at 8:30 this morning, and I bet that most of that will actually be wiped off the map because of all the rain that we saw last weekend with Ophelia. Football Friday looking good. Temperatures at kickoff time are going to be in the low to mid 70s and then dropping into the 60s by the end of the games. So we should see partly cloudy skies. Friday night, Louisville plays at NC State, also a 7 o'clock kickoff. Again, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s. And then, you know, tailgating Friday should be really nice. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s at 5 o'clock. Game ending with temperatures in the 60s. Notre Dame plays at Duke on Saturday. It's a big game. ESPN covering that one, 7:30. So an even game time. A good looking day for tailgating at 7 o'clock, 70 degrees, and then dropping into the 60s. We'll take a look at Tropical Storm Philippe. Winds at 50 miles per hour. Interestingly enough, the new forecast path has us just wandering around and really not moving much from where it is right now, just gradually dissipating. We do have another system with a 90% chance of developing. It also looks like it's going to just wander around in the Atlantic and dissipate. So no real worries to either one of those. Pretty weekend in our forecast, and that continues into next week, Brian.
All right, 6:20 right now. We are watching a disabled vehicle on the southeast side of Raleigh. This is on Sunnybrook Road, not too far from the 440 bridge there. Not seeing any big delays at this point, but I'll watch it and let you know how it's developing. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking all right. I am watching some delays right now on 40 westbound coming in from Johnston County. Once you get up to the Clayton Bypass, traffic's flowing freely, but it is adding about 3 minutes to that overall ride. Just check with our partners at Waze, and there are no reports of anything specifically causing that. Looks like it is just congestion as we get started this morning. Also, a 2-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading toward 540.
Former President Trump says he has a message for striking auto workers.
I side with the auto workers of America and with those who want to make America great again, and I always will.
What else he had to say in his visit to Michigan instead of the debate?
And Bryce Young is back on the practice field. His chances to get back under center for the Panthers this week after missing the last game with an injury.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers and see education on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The next generation of virtual reality gaming is coming soon.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg says Meta's new Quest 3 virtual reality headset is going to come out October 10th. And some of the new features include being able to play a virtual piano using your coffee table. There's also a new game that will let you build Lego sets in virtual reality.
We're going to let Renee have a crack at this to see how the piano skills are on the coffee table. Hey, it's $500, which is $200 more expensive than their last headset. But they say it's more comfortable, so you can wear it longer, play longer. Of course, that's the catch, right?
But do not bring them to the dinner table or to restaurants. I have this fear of just everybody wearing their headsets out there, just like we're on our phones. You know?
Playing your piano.
Well, it'll improve it.
Yes. Give us this day our daily Taylor Swift update. Duncan is selling Swift-inspired friendship bracelets online tomorrow as part of its National Coffee Day promotion. And Heinz is getting on the bandwagon here, selling promotional bottles of, quote, ketchup and seemingly ranch, end quote. That's in response to a viral tweet about what Swift was eating at last week's Kansas City Chiefs game.
Look, everyone is trying to ride her coattails because the Taylor Swift effect is real, y'all. Travis Kelce's jerseys, sales went up 400% just because she went to the game. Are they not dating? Early stages.
Well, if she shows up in New York for the Jets game, they're dating, 100%.
Okay. We'll see. We know where the cameras will be focused on in that game.
No question. Brian, thanks for that. If you don't get on the Taylor Swift bandwagon, you get left behind.
Yeah.
Bryce Young is working toward a week 4 return. The Panthers rookie quarterback returned to practice yesterday after missing last week's game with an ankle injury. And the coaches say if he has a good week of practice, no setbacks, he will be the starter on Sunday.
The Panthers will be looking to get their first win of the season. They're taking on the Minnesota Vikings, who are also looking for win number 1 on the year. You can watch that game on Fox 50 at 1 on Sunday. After that, the Patriots and Cowboys will face off at 4. When that game's over, turn it to WRAL for Football Night in America. And then Sunday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs are taking on the New York Jets at 8:15.
You know, yesterday it was a little bit breezy. We'll see the same thing again today. We have a low sitting offshore. It's going to bring us some breezy conditions and a good bit of cloud cover. I'll show you when those clouds move out and we return to some nice weather coming up.
NC Central University is asking students to be alert after a reported sexual assault in a dorm. What investigators are revealing about the person they arrested?
Candidates for the Republican presidential nomination trade barbs with each other and aim them at former President Donald Trump. Why they say he's avoiding them on the debate stage.